All right, good morning. The session is now taking place. My name is Angela Ryder, Chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy. It is Monday, February 6th, 2023 at 9:01 a.m. and I'm calling this meeting to order. Folks on this video conference, please mute yourselves until it's your opportunity to speak, or if you've been called upon, to eliminate any distractions and background noise. The Chair of the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy reserves the right to change the order of items published on this agenda. There is only one, except for public hearings set for a specific time, which we have none today. During the board meeting and upon a vote of the majority of the quorum, the board may go into executive session to obtain legal advice from the board's attorney pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A3 on any items listed on the agenda. All meeting attendees whose presence is not required in the executive session may remain in the board meeting room and when the board withdraws to chambers for the executive session. Any and all legal action by board members will only take place in open session. In accordance to open meeting law, the board has a civility policy that prohibits any type of disorderly conduct that disrupts the board from carrying out its business. Individuals found violating this policy will be asked to modify their behavior and act civilly, and if the disorderly conduct continues, the person may be removed from the meeting. Mr. Augerton, will you call roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Vice Chair Moon?
Present.
Board Member DeRoost?
Present.
Board Member Tapscott? Chair Ryder?
Present.
Three present, one absent, and one position vacant.
Thank you. This special meeting, we originally had the topic of TOEFL and TOEIC scheduled to discuss at our next regular board meeting. However, because HB 2172 was introduced quickly and is now being fast-tracked with an urgency, which is unknown to the board, we needed to schedule the special meeting to discuss the board's position on the bill. Executive Director Tom Augerton, will you please summarize this bill for the public and the board members at this time?
Yes, Madam Chair and board members. Health Bill 2172, its title is Massage Therapy Communications Proficiency Repeal. The bill was introduced in the House this session and first read on January the 19th. It was second read on January the 23rd and then referred to the House Regulatory Affairs Committee on January the 30th. It was scheduled for a hearing last week and postponed, but it is on the committee calendar for this week, February the 8th, Wednesday at 2 p.m. The bill is prime sponsored by Representative Jennifer Longden from Phoenix, Legislative District 25, and the bill has five Democrat and Republican co-sponsors. Written support for the bill's passage has been submitted from the Institute of Justice, the Goldwater Institute for Public Policy Research, the Republican Liberty Caucus of Arizona, and as of this morning, 12 individuals. The State Board has received a letter opposing the bill for the Federation of State Massage Therapy Boards, which has already been circulated to you about a week ago. The bill amends Title 32-4222 relating to massage therapy licenses, and let me just read you the specifics of this. It repeals Arizona's original statutory requirement in statute and in rule that was put in the board's establishment in 2003, Section E, which currently reads, quote, "The board by rule shall establish communication proficiency requirements related to an applicant's ability to protect health and safety in connection with the practice of massage therapy." Now, in the administrative code, the current board rule providing implementation is Article 2 on licensing, consisting of R4-15-201 through R4-15-207. And this was done by final rulemaking on June the 8th of 2004. Right after the board was established. Under Section C, it reads, if English is not the native language of the applicant to meet the requirements in ARS 32-4222, subsection E, the applicant shall take and pass no more than 24 months before the date of the application either of the following examinations. The internet-based TOEFL with the following minimum scores of A for the writing section 25, B for the speaking section 25, C for the reading section 25, and D for the listening section 25. The TOEIC with the following minimum scores for the English speaking section 150-150, for the writing section 150, for the listening section 300, for the reading section 350. The issue of repealing the English language licensing standards for a non-native English speaking applicant is not new for the state board. It was raised a few years ago, about 3 years ago, at the board's last regulatory review by the Governor's Regulatory Review Council. That process, which normally takes two meetings for review by GERC, a staff workshop, and a public hearing by the commission, in the case of the board and its issues relating to massage licensing, actually went for more than a year. The focus of the assigned questions to the state board at that time targeted the repeal of the English language requirement, as well as the reduction of required massage education hours for licensees in Arizona. As you know, Arizona's current educational requirement for a state license is 700 hours, and for out-of-state applicants, the additional requirement of the National NBLICS exam. The exam, you already are aware, is not required for individuals that are educated within Arizona. Ultimately, the board 3 years ago then did receive its regulatory review completion. Let me just give you a little bit of background that goes beyond the discussion of the bill itself. And this is not really a conversation I don't think I've had with the board before. Today, the Arizona massage license, as it's currently structured, is providing the primary portal for human trafficking, organized prostitution, money laundering, and operating houses of prostitution in this state and beyond. We utilize California's voluntary massage certificate, and then in Arizona, we now have universal licensing adopted a couple of years ago. So we have individuals that come to us and are given a license who have been brought to the United States. They have received no industry training. They speak no English. The majority have prior felony arrests for prostitution. They're allowed to successfully plead down to misdemeanor charges of no trespassing or disorderly conduct, and they are immediately qualified and do receive an Arizona massage license. An unofficial rough estimate of the number of licensees that we have in the state today, between 10,000 and 11,000 active status of the total of 30,000 state licensees, we estimate 1 in 5 is a trafficked victim who has been given a license. Not earning proceeds in massage, but earning proceeds as a sex worker. Of course, the irony, and we have this almost every year, the irony of January being anti-trafficking month, when the blue light bulbs are installed in the copper dome to mark the victim epidemic. This was the month that the bill was introduced across the street for a committee consideration. The legislation does not help legitimate applicants from the massage industry, all of whom are required to receive their education in the United States or Canada in English. It does not help the women who are between the ages of mid-30s and late 60s who are caught in human trafficking who do not understand English. Those individuals are not taking the English language assessment test anyway. The real issue of the bill is removing the cost that some of the business interests have to hire a fraudulent test taker to provide the results for a non-English speaker for getting a state license in Arizona. The black market cost for a fraudulent test taker for TOEFL and TOEIC currently is about $350. The benefit of the bill is the elimination of a cost to the organizations who are requesting Arizona licenses to cover for in-state sexual services. I just would say in closing, Madam Chair and Board members, what is truly needed, and this was offered in testimony before the two committees of reference at the state legislature when we appeared for our sunset audit, is a comprehensive legislative review of what is now our 20 years worth of licensing experience as an industry regulatory board to determine what can be done to regulate what is massage and more effectively counteract what is not massage. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer, but I wanted to give you the reading of the current statute, the reading of the current rule, but tell you what your staff is doing on a daily basis with the Arizona State Massage License. And of course, the irony is you've just been asked to support interstate compacts if the Arizona legislature takes that issue up to join the rest of the country so people have more mobility to travel and move and be able to take their professional credentials with them. And I just would offer that as a recent development as well. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Alberton. I'll start by first stating that I do have some concerns with this bill, being that the bill directly affects the future license holders and that our board was not consulted in any way regarding the bill or the language in the bill. I would think that that would be a courtesy considering that it is directly affecting our industry. Secondly, I'm concerned that the bill is now being expedited as if there's some urgency to pass it, and I'm not sure what the agenda is behind that. So that's concerning to me. While some boards don't have English proficiency tests, and some may, I don't know what those boards are, all of the boards have a mandatory national test that must be taken and passed. So that's a big difference between the massage board and the other boards is that these other boards have a mandatory test that needs to be passed, which would be, for us in the massage therapy industry, would be MBLEX. So it's concerning to me that the Arizona schools don't have to have MBLEX, yet there is another proficiency exam that's on the table to be taken away. So if English proficiency is to be removed, then I personally would think that some kind of industry proficiency exam needs to be put in its place for public protection to ensure that massage therapists are able to provide a quality and safe service for the public. So that would be my opinion. And I'd like to open up the floor to the other board members for comments and questions.
This is Vice Chairman, and I'll keep it brief. I agree with you, Madam Chair, as far as the, as you said, courtesy of having a conversation with the board. That doesn't mean that, you know, we're saying that, or that I am saying that I would oppose or not oppose, but I think the courtesy, especially because we are hearing every single month that this tool is helpful when we're dealing with human trafficking victims. And as an expert, as well as Ms. DeRoos within the state, it would have been nice to have a collaborative conversation before engaging in such a bold kind of move. And again, I'm not saying that there isn't work to be done, but this is a tool that we are utilizing. And I am concerned that if we do take this away, it is not going to support some of the work that we're doing to combat human trafficking that's happening within massage parlors.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Ms. DeRoost?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate everything that Tom said. I think that gave me a little bit more history, and I've had questions. I think you were able to answer a few of them, and so that was helpful for me. And without getting into I agree with the board chair and vice chair and what they're saying, and it feels premature for this bill to move forward. I have different feelings about the language test, but I don't think that we're in a place to be having the conversation about moving this bill forward because we have a lot of work to do before. So it'd be nice to have a little bit of a conversation, like Board Member Moon said, about what does that look like, and just getting our input into public safety and how we're able to do that without this test. So I would agree with everything that you guys are saying.
Thank you. At this time, does the board want to take a position on this bill? And if so, is there a motion?
This is Vice Chair Moon. I will make a motion to oppose the bill.
This is Board Member Drews, and I will second that motion.
And can we do a roll call vote, please, Mr. Augerton?
Yes, Madam Chair. Board Member DeRoost?
Aye.
Vice Chair Moon?
Aye.
Board Member Tapscott? Chair Ryder?
Aye.
Three ayes, one absent, and one vacant.
Okay, so that motion passes. The board's position on this bill is opposition. And moving forward, Tom, what does that look like for this meeting tomorrow?
Madam Chair, board members, we'll communicate the results of today's meeting to House staff and to the bill sponsor.
Thank you very much. That concludes this item on our special agenda. And then following, are there any other action items for future state meetings agendas? Our next one is scheduled, our regular scheduled meeting for Monday, February 27th at 2023 at 9 a.m. Would Ms. DeRoost or Vice Chair Moon have anything that you'd like to have added to that agenda?
I'm not sure if it's for the meeting or if the board staff, can we invite a conversation with the people that are trying to get the bill through? I honestly would love to have a conversation just to hear their perspective and side. Is that something that we can do within our announcement of opposing the bill, that we'd like to have a conversation?
Madam Chair, Madam Vice Chair, and Board Member DeRoost, the bill will be heard Wednesday afternoon, and the testimony of the groups that have signed in support will be available for viewing online. If you would like the board to issue an invitation to any of those parties to have a meeting with the board subsequent to that hearing, that's something we can do. Just a small recap here. The Institute of Justice, it was the prior board, so you folks were not here then. We extended an invitation at that time to Mr. Paul Avalar from the Institute of Justice, who did appear before the board on this issue and testified on the record and still today is in support of this repeal. So that is something that would be an option, but we definitely can put an invitation out and see what forum works best to do so.
Thank you. Mr. Roos, do you have anything that you would like to have on the next meeting agenda?
I don't. Thank you.
Okay. That concludes this meeting. Our next monthly meeting is Monday, February 27th at 2023 at 9 a.m. to be held digitally. And this concludes the meeting. Thank you for being here.